Quoting Paul, "And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world," says Paul. Prince is expressing this thought in his one song monologue when he says that we came in an all-knowing state of mind. Like Prince, Paul is a bridge, a translator, between the material, carnal world and the world of spirit. And as a translator, he's also necessarily, in this instance, an inventor of language, the language of spirit. We want to prepare our sisters and brothers for what they will face when they separate from the state. And though I very much hope an EMF blast is not part of that forecast, the false folks around, no doubt, will be. And I'm uncertain how much to say on this, as I fear it could be heard as discouragement. The soul is supposed to select her own society. We certainly agree with Emily on this. But the invasion of EMF and agents takes this right away from us. And though this invasiveness that can't be escaped and is continuously in your face is true, but an extreme of what we are all subjected to, our daily portion in a class system, it feels like rape. One of the many reasons the power guys are so fond of this tactic in combination, and why I struggle with it when Prince says, ignore them. But Paul says, truth is spirit. This must be the way to do it.